Sandbox.
Right. Hello, mystery guest. Your name is Paula, but I know that already. Johnny, do you want to explain what's happened here?
You've already guessed her.
Because so you walked in and you said you don't know Paula, and I said Paula.
Yes, I do.
Exactly. And then you said Clophill.
I did.
And then we said mutual friend.
We did.
And how upset was Jonathan?
Very beyond upset.
So we decided to come clean.
Yes.
Jonathan, you okay with that?
I guess.
There's one other thing that we just need to explain to you as well. We've completely wound you up. I've never met Paula in my entire life.
Sorry. Oh!
I was so sure
you were.
Did we do good?
Oh, I'm so wound up. I'm feeling tense.
It's fine.
I was convinced you'd met before.
Shouldn't have told me the story outside. I said I've had no idea what was going on.
You said to Paula, you said, be careful because Nick might try and pretend he knows you, right? And Paula walked in and was she was winking as she came. She was like, come on, do it. And we did it.
Oh, you got me.
Excellent.
Again.
Excellent.
Every week.
So gullible.
So gullible.
So gullible. Right, Jonathan, sorry. Apologies. Paula, hello. Nice to meet you.
Thank you for having me.
I genuinely don't know you. although I feel like I do. Did we know each other in a previous life?
Possibly.
Yes.
Very possibly.
Yeah, in my previous life, I was... Actually, what would I be? I either been like... Actually, I don't know. What would you have been in a previous life?
I think in a previous life, I would have been a cat.
That's not a human thing to be.
No, I want to come back. I want to be able to sleep all the time.
Right, let me chuck this out as well. I'd like to know what you would have been in a previous life. 81333, start your text with 3CR. 81333, start your text with 3CR. Jonathan, based on the hissy fit he threw this morning about Katy Perry, would have been a howling wolf, probably.
Yeah, definitely.
No! Right, serious. Paula, hello. My job is to guess why you're here. Mainly, it's a bit of fun. It's a bit of Friday fun. The main thing is it means that I can interview you after 12:30 knowing nothing about you. I always do the opposite when I interview people. I research them within a millimetre of their life. This is completely different. It means that we'll just have a chat and all. So I need to try and guess you if possible.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody can help me, the text number is 81333. Start your text with 3CR. Same text number for telling me what you would have been in a previous life. Jonathan did give me a slight clue, actually, I'll be honest. And he said it was where you're at today is quite impressive compared to where you were at before. Is that a fair starting point?
Yes,
Career change?
No.
Life change?
Award change.
Award?
Yes.
As in you've had an award?
I have.
And that's changed your life?
Yes.
Oh, I'm disappointed. If it was career change, I was going to go for, like, city lawyer to stripper or something.
Definitely not. Okay.
So you've been awarded something which has changed your life?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a Queen's Honour?
Sadly not.
Okay.
Not quite so.
Have you been awarded money?
A little bit.
Oh, how much?
£2,000 came with my award.
Right. Do you always do that really long dramatic pause thing when you answer a question?
Well, I had to think.
Okay. So you got an award. So you'd obviously applied for this award.
Somebody applied for it on my behalf.
Is it a grant?
No.
It's an award?
Yes.
And it's an award which enabled you to do something that you've always wanted to do?
It's an award that I got for going above and beyond for my career.
Okay, so you did really well in your career, and then someone paid you a load of money to say thank you.
Yes.
Okay. And this award that you now have,
yes,
what is it enabling you to do?
So it's more recognition.
Right.
So not necessarily enabling me to do anything more, but it's more recognition that I go above and beyond for a client.
Oh, so Jonathan, do I need to guess here what the award is or what Paula's career was?
I think
it's
both.
Okay. Is this client famous?
No.
At all?
Not at all.
Elderly?
Yes.
Infirm?
No. Ooh. No. Not mobility infirm.
Alzheimer's?
No.
Dementia?
No.
Mental health?
No, but this disability could lead to Alzheimer's.
Cancer. Brain damage.
No. Oh, no.
Okay. This could lead to Alzheimer's.
It's the damage of some kind.
Nervous system.
nerve
damage.
Why
are you laughing, Jonathan?
You're just going through all the possible medical ailments.
Obviously. So, are you a nurse?
Not a nurse, no.
Carer?
I work doctor. In healthcare, not a doctor.
You work in healthcare, but you're not a doctor or a nurse or a carer. You are an occupational therapist.
Sadly not.
Okay. But you work in healthcare? In
I
hospitals?
I did work in hospital, but I now work in the private healthcare.
Okay. Are you a physiotherapist?
I don't work with muscles.
You work with bones.
I don't work with bones.
You
wow,
work
do
with...
I do have oh, three you're, bones.
Are you like a scruncher? Are you a beauty therapist, Messa?
No, I only work with three bones.
Get you. Okay. Three bones.
Three bones.
The hip bone, the thigh bone and the tibula.
No, sadly not.
Okay. Do I have these
they
three?
They are very small bones.
Do I have these three bones?
Yes, you do.
Hearing.
Yes.
Right. You're an audiologist.
I am.
And I'm just joining up the clues here. You know Christopher.
Christopher.
He knows you.
Christopher who?
I can't give his surname, but
oh, okay.
He said he knows you.
Oh.
He's been giving me clues.
Oh, that's cheating, getting clues.
No, it's fine. So you are a clinical audiologist.
I am.
And you work with those three tiny little vibrating bones in the ear canal.
I do.
And do you know Fiona Bateson?
Oh,
she's an audiologist.
Okay, I'm not very good with names.
Okay. And you've been given an award.
I have.
Of £2,000 because you made someone who was deaf not deaf.
Yes.
And that's what your award's
for.
And
that's my award.
Have I guessed it, Jonathan?
I mean, the award's a bit more specific
than
that, really.
Yeah.
What's the award for?
It is about audio. My award is about audiology.
Right.
Am I telling you the award?
Yes, we're
okay, so I have won UK and European Audiologist of the Year.
UKAEUAOTY, to give it its full title.
Indeed.
That's pretty phenomenal. Where
yes.
are you based?
Old Amersham. So I work for a company called Aston Hearing.
Got it. Okay, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
We shall talk about audiology after the news headlines. I did pretty well there, didn't I, Jonathan?
You did well in the end. Although the clues on the Facebook group saying I've heard about her.
Yeah, which was subtle, wasn't
it? We should have a hearing.
Very subtle. This is BBC Three Counties Radio. Audiologist, and you've just won an award. How do you become the UK and EU Audiologist of the Year?
So a client writes to Audiologist of the Year recommending that you have gone above and beyond.
Right. Who runs the competition?
So it's a competition started about 12 years ago by a hearing aid battery company called Rayovac.
Right.
And then you've got Audiology Infos and UHAR who also run it.
How many people would you have been up against?
I do not know that answer. So, I have no idea.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, here you go, you're on their front page. Audiologist of the Year. That's you.
I haven't seen it.
Here we go.
Yes.
It's clearly you.
Yes.
I can recommend
you. Audiology Infos. I was going to say that already.
I can see you sat in front of me. So, as an audiologist, your job, of course, is to help people's hearing. But as you hinted earlier on, it goes way beyond that because there are clear links between loss of hearing and dementia and Alzheimer's. There are clear links between loss of hearing and loss of confidence, loss of sense of self, loss of all manner of things. So your job goes well beyond simply assessing hearing and finding solutions.
Definitely. So we spend quite a lot of time listening to people's stories about how they feel excluded from life, how they're missing going out and socializing now because they don't feel as though they are the person included within the group. They are the person sat on the edge watching life go by. So it can be really upsetting to listen to people and their stories.
Just reading Heather's testimony here, as you were nominated by Heather Cooper, and she talks about the moment where you fitted the hearing aids and her life dramatically changed.
So I think Heather is talking about when I fitted Dot, who is a lady, oh, Dora, the lady above her. So okay. I fitted Dora, and she has got a severe, profound hearing loss, has not heard for properly for years, switched the hearing aids on, and her face just lit up. It was amazing. And then we took her down to the beach, and she heard the waves, which she had not heard
but
for
can you
a long time.
Hear the waves, or are you hearing something different that is a different sound to the waves, but you can hear? What I mean is your hearing amplified such that we know it today, or is it a different kind of hearing?
It's a different kind of hearing. You are reduced by the frequencies, so the tones at which you hear, through a hearing aid. And everybody uses that information they get very differently. So you may have two people with exactly the same hearing loss. One does really well, the other one may not do so well, just not hear exactly the same things as each other. And there's no rhyme nor reason as to why that is the case, apart from where your loss lesion is sighted.
You were inspired to become an audiologist by your own children, both of whom have profound hearing loss. Well, what was the story there?
I had my daughter first. When she was about 18 months old, her personality changed. She was a very calm, loving, gorgeous baby. And then she got a little bit wild.
Okay.
And I kept saying I thought there was something wrong with her. Went to the GP. They just said no, she was fine. She'd talk when she wanted. Then I had Michael, and we got a new health visitor. And she asked if she thought there was a problem, and I said yes. We got referred into audiology, and then Ellen was diagnosed a month before her third birthday, and my son Michael was diagnosed 4 weeks later.
So they'd been living a little bit trapped in their own
yes.
heads, and you didn't know about it?
No. So
did you feel guilty about that?
Yes, indeed. Yes. Played a musical lullaby night to my daughter every single night. I'm not quite sure why, because she can't hear it.
But you didn't know that at the time?
Didn't hear it, no. It's very, very... I mean, they don't know any different. They only know the way they hear. Most people will say it's really sad, and will even say to them, oh, gosh, I'm so sad, so sorry. And they just will turn around and say, but we do not know any difference, so we don't know what you hear compared to what we hear.
But did you feel a sense of loss that in some way you'd, I'm not going to say wasted your time, it's a poor choice of phrase, but that in some way you'd wasted those important moments?
I think it's when your children are diagnosed with any disability, there's always that bereavement issue that goes with it. And if you had that magic glass crystal ball to tell you what the future would bring, will they talk, will they be able to communicate, it wouldn't be such a hard pathway to walk down. But nobody can actually tell you whether they will learn to talk or not, so until they do, you're kind of walking down a path.
Well, I know he did, because I met him 9 months ago. He talks
yes.
beautifully. In terms of, if my memory serves me right, Michael's condition is a genetic condition.
Yes.
One of the big issues with genetic conditions is parental guilt, because you know
yes.
that you've passed it down.
Yes.
And of course that shouldn't be the case, but we know it's the case. I used to work in an office right next door to Genetics UK in Islington, and many a time we had this conversation about how they have to help parents who discover that their children have genetic conditions. Did you feel that?
Horrendous guilt. Definitely. I used to sit in their bedroom the only time that I would have classed them as not having the struggles that most children have, and would have a little cry. Now they are no different.
Have they forgiven you, Paula?
No, well, I don't think I can tell you on air what they say to me, but as far as they're concerned, I'm not very good at making ears.
Right. That's a very neat way of putting it.
Yes.
So you became a firefighter?
Yes, I retained firefighter. So I was on call backing up the full-time firefighters, or if they were already out in a job, then we would go to the next call.
Okay. Did you enjoy it?
Loved it. It was brilliant job to do.
We well know that firefighting is a unisex job. It's not just for men, but nonetheless, it is a little bit challenging for women in what is traditionally a fairly male-dominated environment.
Definitely, definitely. So it is, I was the only female on station for a couple of years. And then we got two other females. So I actually got a toilet.
Right.
Which was fabulous.
Okay. They had to come into the modern age and ensure you had somewhere private to go to the toilet, which makes sense.
Yes.
The choice though to become an audiologist, is it based on your experience with your own children?
Yes. So paediatric service is very different to adult service. And I was always really interested in what the audiologist was doing and why they changed their hearing aids. And if you're doing this, how is that going to improve? What's that going to change? So in the end, a job came up and I went for it and got it.
But it is 3 or 4 years of study, isn't it?
It's 4 years. 4 years degree, yeah.
Okay, so you went off and did a degree?
I did. I did two foundation degrees. So my pathway is slightly different than if you study from school.
Okay, so you do your foundation degrees, yeah. And you then find yourself helping exactly the kind of people that you found your shoes in. No, you found yourself in the shoes of. My word, that's a complicated turn of phrase. Basically, you were helping people who you could identify with.
Definitely. So I think that when you see parents and their children are being diagnosed, I think if you've been through that pathway, you have a different way of supporting them. And I think people appreciate that a great deal.
Because, of course, you understand not only the impact on the person involved, but the people around them.
Yes. Yeah. It's the fam. It's not just the parents that are involved in what happens. You've got grandparents, aunties, uncles, and everybody is affected by any child being diagnosed with a disability.
Can I ask how old you are?
I'm 50 this year.
Okay, so you took a total career change in your early to mid 40s.
I was in my 30s. Okay. When I started.
It's a brave move, isn't it?
It was hard work. I have no brain cells left. They've been used.
Okay. But it was a brave move and one which was supported by your family.
Definitely. Yes.
Well, congratulations on being, let me just get the page up again here, the European Audiologist of the Year 2019.
Thank you very much.
It calls you here a caring UK audiologist who went the extra mile.
Yes.
That's you. It's nice. So congratulations on the award. Paula Cook is my mystery guest this week of Aston Hearing in Amersham. I mean, they've got a couple of other such ones in, isn't one sort of Burko Way and then...
One is in Tame and we have one in Saunderton at Hearing Dogs where I volunteer for Hearing Link.
Which is?
So Hearing Link is a charity that is about connecting people with hearing loss. And I volunteer for them on a Friday. Anyone can walk in, well, book an appointment, and whether you've got NHS hearing aids, private hearing aids, if you're a family looking after somebody with a hearing loss and you need someone to talk to, then they book an appointment with me and we have a chat.
And it goes without saying, of course, that the days of huge, cumbersome, bulky NHS hearing aids are very much behind us, aren't they?
We're definitely behind us in
a different era. Little dangly things on a thread, aren't they, that you can barely see?
Receivers now. So receivers in the canal.
What does that mean? Says it.
So the speaker is down your ear canal, and the processor is behind your ear.
Right. Oh, I see. So the bulky bit is not inside.
No.
And then you just link it up to your speaker inside your ear.
Yes.
Good stuff. Congratulations on your award.
Thank you very much.
Send my best to Michael when you next see him, which will be, I'm assuming,
in about an hour.
Good stuff. Nice to have you in my studio. There's Paula, what's his surname? I've forgotten it. Paula Cook, my mystery guest this week. Audiologist of the Year for going the extra mile in her work. Right, this is Nick on BBC Three Counties Radio.